This goes to Dr. Christopher Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Emma, E-M-M-A, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S-S, date of birth May 4th, 1939. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Curtis with hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was July 25th of 2022. She has gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is trying to restrict caloric intake to avoid further weight gain. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Ramipril, R-A-M-I-P-R-I-L, 10 milligram once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 227 pounds, pulse 60, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 146 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 19th. Of 2022, creatinine is stable at 0.7. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 8.5. Sodium is 135. Potassium 3.9. Carbon dioxide 6.9. Her hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Albumin is 3.7. Magnesium level slightly low at 1.4. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, hypertension. The patient's going to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. If lab studies continue to stay within the normal range, we may change her to having follow-up visits every 12 months after her next visit also. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.